Chasing Destiny by Eric Jerome Dickey. Chapter 1. Billy. Keith snapped.
I thought you wanted a pill.
Lower your voice.
Billy, you sure you're pregnant?
People can hear. We were outside in the night air, chilling at Starbucks in Ladera Heights, an area some people call the Black Beverly Hills, but it wasn't. If Beverly Hills looked like this, if Rodeo Drive was lined with strip malls, a bazillion fast food places, had horrible parking, and the best place to eat on that strip was a freaking TGIF, white people would start howling while they slit their own wrists. All around me were murals of Magic Johnson, his larger-than-life grin on every pastel wall. The lot was filled with cars, but all the attention was on the late evening crew who had pulled up on chromed-out crotch rockets. Keith asked,
Well, were you taking the pill?
No, I just stared at it and used it by osmosis.
Oh, you got jokes.
No, Keith, I got pregnant. We found a reason to stop talking when the lead rider of the biker girls rolled by doing a wheelie. The girl wasn't doing a regular catwalk. She had another one of her crew members sitting high up on the handlebars. Her bike was pimped out like she was a chrome slut. While the sisters up front were showboating, the last rider in the group was on her crotch rocket doing a stoppie, riding on just the front tire with her rear end high in the air. All of them held up traffic, spliced between cars. It was dark and their headlights lit up the night. Keith said,
No respect for the safety of others.
Oversized butts stuffed in tight low-rise jeans were cruising the strip mall on flashy Japanese sport bikes, showing off their chrome and thongs.